This week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld tried to play down concerns that U.S. armed forces are stretched thin in Iraq. He said he has no intention to simply increase the size of the U.S. military, but rather will rely more on partners. What Mr. Rumsfeld has dubbed the New Europe is already helping. Poland began sending peacekeepers to Iraq this week and will, by September, lead a 22-nation force. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Polish mission will do little to ease American financial and troop commitments.
The political value of the Polish-led peacekeeping mission is clear. It shows the U.S. does have allies on Iraq, from the Baltic nations of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, to Mongolia, El Salvador, and the Dominican Republic. These countries are sending small units to Iraq to join the Polish forces there. Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says the U.S. has a long way to go for serious burden sharing.
The problem is the burden of this mission is so great that we cannot be content with the progress we've made so far, and we can't even be content with the hope that a couple more countries will sign up in the coming months.
The British already have a division in Iraq. Poland will lead a second Allied division in the south, replacing a U.S. Marine expeditionary unit. U.S. diplomats are trying to persuade India to lead a third division. Even so, Acting Army Chief of Staff General John Keane acknowledged at a recent congressional hearing the U.S. troop commitment is likely to remain high.
We're going to have some slight reduction when we bring out the Marines. That's about 9,000 plus. And if a third coalition division comes in place, which we're working on right now, that'll also reduce American numbers. But by and large, American numbers will stay the same with some slight reduction.
The arrival of more foreign troops also won't put much of a dent in the Pentagon's budget needs. The U.S. will spend at least $240 million helping Poland get its mission up and running. Michael Vickers of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment says that's still a good bargain.
Well, we're paying the incremental costs of many of these allies. So we paid the airlift and we pay the food and some supplies, the cost is much less.
Less than doing it alone. Vickers says some in the Pentagon regard the Polish mission as a test case to see if the U.S. can, by giving some financial support, rely on allies for future peacekeeping mission. But he says there are many challenges with this ad hoc approach, including one basic one that's apparent in the Polish-led force, the problem of communication among 9,200 soldiers from 22 countries.
They've tried to group them according to common languages. For example, Central America are with the Spaniards, and the Slavs and others are with the Poles, and that could create a lot of problems. So you're, for 50 troops, while it's a nice political contribution, you really get a command and control headache.
Indeed, some countries contributing to the Polish force are sending just a few dozen soldiers. Ukraine, which is desperate to mend fences with Washington after being accused of selling radar systems to Iraq, is sending a larger contingent. But as he sent his troops to Iraq this week, Ukraine's defense minister fired two generals for failing to prepare them for action in Iraq. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says he's not so worried about the level of training. He says mid-tier soldiers can do just fine policing southern Iraq. O'Hanlon is more worried about force levels in the so-called Sunni Triangle, where U.S. troops are still engaged in combat.
Unless we can either drastically downsize the overall Iraq mission or get a lot more foreign troops, or both, we are going to be bringing home Army soldiers this fall and winter, only to redeploy them to Iraq in 9 to 12 months upon their return.
Pentagon officials insist they are working hard to get the situation in Iraq under control and studying many ways to ease the burden on active duty personnel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.